and then they made the shoestring have strings, good strong strings. I had a long buckskin string in my pocket, in my honey coat, to use as a tourniquet in case I got a snake bit. And maybe in my, I don't know what's in my honey coat, I used some stuff in my gun kit. I had a compass in there. But another thing is in that is a threaded needle in a glass tube I put in the barrel of a fountain pen so it wouldn't get broke, which I carry needle. And I used to always keep cut up in a lot by a bad hog or something. I had one to get cut up one time in a bear, cut him to the hollow down the left side, where he cut 3 gashes about 6 inches long, hit upside of his ribs and went back in the hollow. And he caught the bear, and the bear caught him too. Bear bit him through the back. But then after the bear went on, and 2 more fighters were with me, they'd gone on. Well, I had that dog in that shape. So, but I had the needle. So I laid him down. I had to sort of.
Thank you.
Come back again.
Thank you.
So, I thought I'd have to sit on that dog's head. Be going out. Sat him down and went sore. You know, he never raised his head, he never covered, he didn't move. I showed up all 3 of those places in real good shape. So, went on my way.
What kind of dogs did you usually use to hunt with?
Hounds. Now, this country used to have, and there's a few of them still around, cur dogs. Well, a cur dog was a more severe catch dog than a hound. Not many of the hounds are dependable catch dogs. With these old cur dogs, I think the cur dog must have probably originated from a certain strain of hound, maybe, and bulldog mixed. But there were a lot of them that might have severe pit dogs. And you could depend on if they caught like a hog, you could feel safe to go on do that to it and catch that hog yourself. Not be afraid of him turning loose and leaving you in the hog.
There's still many bears down around the Everglades?
There's quite a few. And it's not very far down here, it's bad. There's a lot of bad down in Holland County. And quite a bit of the same season. It's so little bowlegs in it. I went back down there with my wife and 3 or 4 grand boys. And coming in one evening in deep, they were all standing in the back of the panel, body. Wife was in front. We were back on the big wide right away, 100-foot right away. Then this old bear come in. I stopped till he came out of the car. Right in front of us. I was 50 feet from us. I hollered those boys, "Don't shoot." They let him cross. I didn't want to. Because we got a good look at it. And the next morning, we took him out. You know, and here there's some little short hills there. They're high, but they're short hills.